From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. The Bureau of Land Management has released a new report on a proposed 4.5-mile-long highway through protected land near St. George. KUER's David Kondos has more on its findings.
At the edge of a gravel parking lot, Washington County Attorney Eric Clark looks over a part of the Red Cliffs National Conservation Area.
We're looking north towards Pine Valley.
Right now, it's a sea of orange dirt and desert shrubs. But Clark and other leaders hope this land will someday be a 4-lane highway.
This road's going to go in. As long as the traffic needs there and the engineers are saying that's the best place to put it, it's going to happen.
The BLM approved this northern corridor in 2021 before putting it on hold last year to take another look. Their latest findings suggest the road could increase wildfire risk and threaten endangered desert tortoises. Holly Snow Canada directs the environmental group Conserve Southwest Utah. To her, the report reaffirms that this isn't what's best for the community.
So many of us live, work, and play in this area because of its protected landscapes and habitat. And so this is an important time for people to speak up for the importance of those values.
The BLM is expected to issue a final decision on the project later this year. For KUER News, I'm David Kondos in St. George.
It's Peace Officer Memorial Day. Flags will be at half staff at all Utah State facilities to mark the occasion. And the Salt Lake City Police Department will remember its 25 fallen officers this afternoon with a ceremony at the Public Safety Building. The event comes during Police Week, when the country honors its officers and those who've died in the line of duty. And it's 2 days after the funeral for a Santaquin police officer. Bill Hoosier was killed when the driver of a semi-truck hit him. The driver is scheduled to appear in court today and has been charged with attempted aggravated murder. Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson says she's working to keep a Bravenel Hall standing. The county is the owner and operator of the downtown concert hall. But there's uncertainty about its future. Plans for a redesign of the downtown area will make way for a new basketball and hockey arena, but that could mean the performing arts venue will face renovations or even be rebuilt. In a social media post, Wilson says she wants a district redesign that allows the hall to, quote, remain in its present form. A proposed water rights settlement for 3 Native American tribes has taken a major step forward. The Navajo, San Juan Southern Paiute, and Hopi tribes are seeking water from a mix of sources, including the Colorado River. Under the proposal, the Navajo and Hopi would get about 47,000 acre-feet of water in the upper Colorado River basin. The settlement has now been introduced to the Navajo Nation Council, which will vote on the measure in a special session. It's the first of many approvals needed to finalize the deal. If approved as is, the price tag would top $5 billion. That would make it the most expensive agreement enacted by Congress. A Utah woman accused of fatally poisoning her husband has been convicted of assault in another case. KPCW reports Corey Richens punched her sister-in-law 2 days after Eric Richens died. The attack came out of a dispute between the two women over control of his estate. Corey Richens wrote a children's book about grief after her husband's death and is charged with his murder. She's scheduled to appear in court today. A judge will decide if there's enough evidence against her to go to trial. You're listening to KUER News.